It's a quiet day on a college campus in Ventura County. Classes don't start here for a few days, but more than 40 undergraduate students are at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks getting a special orientation. Many people have stories about how they struggled to go to college, but members of this group really went through a lot just to make it to this campus.
My name is Rama Youssef. I'm from Syria. I'm actually from Damascus, Syria. I am 18 years old. I'm going to major in biology. I might want to minor in women's studies because I care so much about women issues.
Youssef says she and her mother fled the Civil War in her homeland, hoping for a better life in America.
When the war took over in 2012, my mom did her best to get me out of the country. She brought me to the U.S. and she had to leave because she didn't really have as many opportunities as I would have. She believed that I was going to make something happen and find an opportunity, which I did.
About 5% of America's college students are international students, but the numbers have taken a hit during the last few years for a couple of reasons. Dane Rowley is Cal Lutheran's Director of International Admission.
There's the rhetoric that has a very PR, emotional impact on students around the world, especially students from the Muslim world, students who see people like them being persecuted in the United States or being talked about in a negative way. That makes them question, is this a welcoming place? So that's more of a maybe an emotional or marketing impact.
Rowley says it's also become tougher for some international students to get visas.
Visa interviews, an increase in visa denials, particularly for graduate studies. It's harder to get in. So that's having a very tangible impact, whereas the students questioning, am I welcome? Will I be safe? Parents wondering about their student safety based on ethnic tension or racial tension or religious tension.
So some colleges are stepping up their global recruiting efforts. Cal Lutheran has international students from 28 countries this year as a result of an effort to create a more diverse student body. Rowley traveled the world to help recruit students, and college counselors from around the world are flown to the campus so they can see what the university offers.
We really believe that in order to educate leaders for a global society, we need to have global leaders from around the world in the classroom, in the residence hall, in our club presidencies, leading the way and connecting our U.S. students to their culture, to their educational backgrounds.
So one of the results of the effort is new students coming from some unexpected places.
My name is Huslan Mohoyer. I'm from Mongolia. I'm 20. I'm majoring in business administration.
Mohoyer says she was impressed with what she learned about the Ventura County-based university's business programs, but she admits leaving Mongolia for Thousand Oaks was a daunting, even a little frightening experience.
I came here from Mongolia, and I stopped in Seoul, Korea, switched the plane. That was my first ever, like, airplane trip. So, yeah, I was scared.
But Mohoyer says she likes Ventura County, especially the people she's met. Syrian refugee-turned-college student Rama Youssef says coming to America has been a learning experience.
Honestly, what I saw in the American movies that were played in Syria, like, life was so well off and everybody was happy. But when I came to America, it was totally different. I thought America was literally like the movies we watch. When I came here, I was in a total shock. It's a new culture, new people. Some people accepted me. Some people were mean to me. Some people said mean things to me. Some people were super nice. Some people were so helpful. But at the end of the day, I kind of focused on love more than hate. That's what kind of kept me going.
Youssef says while the reality of America wasn't as perfect as what she saw in the movies, she loves the country and its people and feels fortunate to have the chance to live and study here.
America is where I want to be. It's literally the land of opportunity. I want to do my best to take advantage of these opportunities because I do want to become something in life, and I would never ever exchange this opportunity. I love the democracy here. I can be who I want, and I can feel that I'm safe saying whatever I want to say and express my feelings.
Some 1.1 million students from overseas are expected to study in the U.S. this year. Because of its high profile around the world, California is the top destination for international students, followed by New York and Texas. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.